I mean, all homeless places in this place. There's no organization. There's people walking, talking, in and out.
It is
nonsense.
A happy hump day.
I guess it is.
Chaotic, but happy.
Chaotic, but happy.
Mm-hmm.
Erev Yom Kippur. This is Lauren Conlon. She's the host of Red Carpet Rendezvous. Generally excited anyway most of the time, but overly excited this morning. You on drugs?
Am I on drugs?
Yeah.
That's a loaded question. No, I'm not on drugs.
Not at the moment.
I'm on my second iced coffee. I have Frank Diaz going to get a third iced coffee.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Go to Starbucks?
He's going to Starbucks this morning. I did not get to go. I was rushed with my kids going to school. If you see the Instagram video, usually I do one out there, but yeah. I had to drop off two kids.
I'm about to delete my Instagram, actually.
Why?
So I've had enough.
There was a study out there. Instagram makes you anxiety-ridden, depressed.
I agree.
Right.
That's why my kids are not going to be allowed to have one. And I didn't have one in high school because I'm old AF, so we didn't have that then. But I didn't get to do the video. I did it in the car with my son. It's like the city, I will say the city is back in the sense that the traffic is out of control.
Too much.
From the west side to the east side, sure. I'm overwhelmed.
People are not taking mass transit.
No, they're not.
The mass transit is at half of what it was in 2019 this time.
You know, I started to realize.
I actually normally do, though. When I have one drop-off, I take it, but I can't get my ish together and get so whatever.
I started to realize just how less social I've become. And I've made this comment to Bernie before, and Bernie's always funny with his responses. But you mentioned traffic is back and the city is back. And I don't only work in the city. I live here like you do. You're on the Upper East Side with the snobs, and I'm on the Upper West Side with the old Jews. But I swear to God, I find myself longing for the days of COVID. I used to go to Brooklyn in 35 minutes. I went to my buddy Mike Sullivan's house on a Sunday. I get to Breezy Point in 35 minutes.
Okay.
I don't need all these people, all this nonsense, all this traffic, and oh, God, it's enough.
Don't say that.
I mean it. No, I mean it.
No, I miss
the intimacy of COVID, where it wasn't just, it's too much for me.
I understand what you're saying.
It's way too much.
No, I understand what you're saying. But you are a hermit.
I don't live on the beach on Long Island.
For someone with such a big personality, you would think that you'd want to go out more and be social and not just sort of go to your house and work out and watch sports and that's all you do, it seems like, and play with your kids, which is great. I respect that. I do respect that. But you just seem like you want to go out more. You just kind of are.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you couldn't be any more wrong. God.
Really?
Oh, God.
Because you seem like you kind of want to sometimes.
Sometimes.
But,
sometimes
but
I
then
do.
You don't. You're like, Dad, no. No, I'm Sid. I don't go out.
Look at his face. The day has passed. In other words, he used to be a very gregarious, social animal, but he's getting a little older, a little more mature, believe it or not.
Right.
And a little more mature.
You know, he wants to look good. You don't want to wake up in the morning all beat up and hungover and whatever.
Right. No more hotels on the West Side Highway.
Right. Exactly. Takes its toll.
That was a rough morning. That was a Sunday morning after an all-nighter on Saturday night. But to Bernie's point, too, I also don't drink anymore or do the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm at like a party, for example,
okay,
even my sister's deck upstate New York, it sucks.
In other words, the alcohol is the lubricant. It inhibits the inhibitors. It makes socializing much more easy.
So,
you know that.
Like for the first hour.
No, I don't need alcohol.
Yes, you do.
Don't tell me what I need.
I know
Come
what you
on.
Need.
Well, you, tell me what
you
I need.
By the way, you need a lot of alcohol. You need like five shots.
Let's put it this way. You don't go without, do you?
Right.
I mean, sometimes I do.
No, you
don't. Checkmate.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm at the news desk and you guys come over to me and start talking to me, we have the best conversations.
No, we laugh. You are naturally social. But like if I'm at a party, for example, the first hour I'm fine. And then as people start to really... their second drink, their third drink, and their fifth trip to the stall in the bathroom,
ooh.
I'm like, okay, time to go home now.
Yeah, get it. You're old.
Or join in.
I'm not old. I mean,
you are. It's okay.
Let me tell you something. If I decided tomorrow,
okay.
that I'm going to retire from the good Sid and be the Sid from 20 years ago, I would destroy you.
Oh.
You'd be asleep for hours.
That's so cute that you think that.
Okay.
That's so cute. I will.
I've only seen it.
So, listen.
So I haven't seen it. But guys, I feel like we should talk about real issues right now. I feel like we should move on. I do want to note, I know you guys have discussed this, but I am extremely sad about Norm MacDonald.
Yes.
And you know what's interesting to me is that I feel a little guilty about this, but I saw him at Foxwoods a few years ago. He was doing a stand-up show. He looked extremely bloated. Now, I always just thought he was a huge cokehead. Am I allowed to say that? I thought that was sort of what was going on. He was doing lots of drugs. But, it, you know, I'm kind of thinking to myself, I feel so guilty because he probably was on tons of medication for cancer.
Yeah.
And it probably bloated him. And so looking back, I mean, that poor guy. He was doing shows. No one knew what he was going through. Well, he's hilarious.
He was as funny as ever, too, in the past few years. I watched him. He had a show. I don't know if it was Netflix, but where he interviewed celebrities. Mm-hmm. And he kind of ambushed them. And it was – I forget what it was called. You know what it's called?
I don't remember.
It was so funny. And he did Comedians in Cars with Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. He was great. And he had cancer the whole time. This is just in the past couple of years.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, his era of SNL was the funniest. You know, I love, obviously, Farley, Sandler, Hartman, that whole crew. And I said, like, they're all in heaven playing poker or something
well,
right
not
now.
Sandler.
I mean, not Sandler, yeah, but
right,
Hartman,
right.
Farley,
right,
and
yes. Hartman,
no, yes, I am aware, Bernie, that Adam Sandler is alive. Thank you.
Hartman took a bullet in the bed.
Yeah, that's...
It was ugly. It was nasty.
That
was
is
terrible.
Ugly.
1998.
Yes, yeah. Sid, you want to join us?
No. I'm
okay.
Enjoying the conversation.
Cool.
Okay, so listen. It's nothing new that during the show I text and do other things. And
I just want to call you out.
That's what's good about having a partner.
I know.
Because I can do
but
stuff
I just,
like this.
I miss talking to you.
No, you were.
I do, because you weren't here last week. So I miss talking to you.
Was I not here last week?
No.
That's right. Peter King was here.
Peter King,
and
yeah.
Why was I out?
It was... Vacation?
Oh, Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah,
some Jew you are.
Some Jew you are.
Right. Right. I actually took off. Unlike you, you took off the day after Yom Kippur. It's not even a holiday.
Justin works really hard. He doesn't take any days. Yeah, he takes
worker.
No days off.
Right.
Don't mess with Justin.
I love Justin.
Yeah, me too.
He's
love Justin.
He's a much better board op than I thought he was going to be.
Well, I love Justin except for his beard, because beards are dirty. But
they are
that's
dirty.
Fine.
Stuff
yeah.
lives in beards.
Oh, yeah, there are actually...
Especially this one. This one's very dirty.
No, it's like there's like food in it and
of
stuff.
Of course,
and...
food from days ago.
Right, and saliva.
I never go hungry.
Yeah,
ew.
You got
they're
lice,
actually as dirty as public
and,
toilet seats, to be honest. Not
they're
to
even dirtier,
your
I think.
Spot, Justin,
and then
but.
You put a mask on over a beard.
Ugh,
God.
Disgusting, disgusting, ah. Disgusting. Okay, so anyway,
right.
I want to tell you guys
you just
that
screwed my text, and I forgot what I was supposed to text. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sid forgot who he was.
Oh, damn,
is this happening right now?
Isn't that horrible?
I really can't. No, I want to tell you guys. I'm rounding out my Netflix doc, Untold, the sports series with Marty Fish, the tennis player,
this week
on Red Carpet Rendezvous. You know who he is?
I know exactly who he
yeah.
is.
Yeah. So,
he beat Andy Roddick once, didn't he?
Yes, he actually lived with Andy Roddick for a while. But he has.
I think he double teamed once with Justin Gimelstob. That's a true story.
Do you think I'm someone else? I don't.
No, I'm being serious. That's a true story. That's going to be in this thing. That's why these things are on, sweetheart.
Okay,
not because
no,
they beat players in tennis.
Okay, that's funny. This is about his mental health issues. He had crazy anxiety.
Yeah.
He was set to play Roger Federer and he dropped out.
Cares.
Like he.
Nobody cares.
Nobody. They only care about him double teaming some chick. Okay, got it. So, if that's all you care about, don't listen to my podcast.
What's more interesting to you? He had to pull out of a match at Roger Federer or double-team the chick with Justin Gimelstob?
Well, listen, if I'm a victim of mental health, yeah. I would be interested in that.
Right.
And there are a lot of people who
sure.
are.
Right. Okay,
there's a stigma.
Come on.
We've talked to people. There's a stigma attached.
Right.
To hearing other people talk about it
sure.
helps liberate you. And,
right.
You know, so
okay.
perhaps. But I would like to hear about this double team.
Oh, Bernie.
After the mental health stuff.
Oh,
he's on my side. And now look what
after
you did.
After the mental health.
Where's the congressman? He'll be on my side. Let's
you know,
get Peter King.
Because
over.
Of you, I watched the Christy Martin piece.
You did?
I
really?
Did.
Oh,
I did.
I'm glad you did.
I hated it.
Shut up. Really? Really?
But I did watch it because of you, so thank you.
But I thought her story was so interesting and inspirational,
Again, do you care about Christy Martin?
I don't know who that is.
She's
the
female boxer.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, I remember you told us about
mm-hmm.
that. That sounded very interesting, yeah. And
yeah.
plus, you had Adam Carolla just recently.
I did have
who
Adam
who was a
Carolla.
Good friend of Norm McDonald's.
I know. I saw all the celebrities were posting on Twitter, and it was so sad. You could just see how loved he was.
Yes,
these
Conan
posts
O'Brien
were...
was like, he was distraught, very distraught. Yeah.
No, now... So, I don't know if you guys saw this. This was also funny to me. Tiger Woods' original mistress, Rachel Yucatel.
Yes.
So she was making headlines. Now, I don't know if you realize this, but there's this iconic photo of her from 9/11 when she lost her fiance, her true love. It's the saddest thing ever. He was missing for 2 days. They thought maybe he was at Bellevue. So she showed up at Bellevue and she's holding his picture and she's crying. And this made it, you know, into the world. And then she became this hostess and this event planner. And that's how she met Tiger Woods. Well, now she's going to the New York Times. There's this whole spread about her. And she's saying that basically this destroyed her life. Now, she got $5 million. Apparently, it was $1 million a year to basically shut up and say nothing. She agreed to do celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew. He said, okay, you're addicted to love, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
She had gotten like $2 million of that money or something. And she said, you just have to promise you can't bring up Tiger. They said, okay, we won't bring him up.
And they brought him up.
Well, they did, and basically Tiger's camp's like, okay, you lose. We're not paying you.
Oh.
So then she gets no money, and now she says she can't get hired anywhere. My question is, I think that sucks, right? Sucks for women. You look at this woman, Rachel Yucatel, and she probably is a good woman who got caught up in some
sure,
stuff, you know?
Sure.
If you have no money, how does your face look like that? The plastic surgery on this woman's face, her lips are, and I'm not trying to be mean, because you guys know I am not mean-spirited. I am not. I am truly wondering.
Well, I know the answer to these questions.
What? Her lips are like what? The big fat?
She's
like
got the
Jagger.
Duck lips. She's got the overfilled face.
Oh, God.
She is so cute in 2001.
Right.
She is so natural. And you know me. I'm not against the needle. I'll get a few jabs in the face every now and again. I don't care, but I'm not going to,
Some of these women overdo it. They really do.
Yes,
the Bride of Wildenstein, that type of thing.
Oh, Wildenstein. Yeah. Jocelyn. Yeah. No, my husband always gets nervous.
He's like, I don't want you going for Botox. Da-da-da-da.
I go, you don't understand. I'm not a moron. I can see, like, I just do a little forehead, little eyes. I'm never going to inject myself with,
fine.
Like, you know.
Listen, some women get a lot of work and don't look good. That's a fact. Some women get a lot of work and look amazing.
Well, let me show
amazing.
You her right now, Rachel Yucatel. You can tell me what you think, because it's like, to me,
the best doctor to go to is Joseph Michaels, if you want to get your body work done. His name is Joseph Michaels, just so you know.
Okay.
And if you want to get your face done, you go to a doctor named Karolak.
But
you know these doctors?
There are some women who look downright garish, they're caricaturish with the big lips. And,
well, they do, right.
I mean, they don't even realize it. Listen.
Some of them, yes.
This is not good. This is not good.
Oh, she looks like Caitlyn Jenner a little bit.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Like a combination of Caitlyn Jenner and Michael from Halloween.
Is it camera? Which camera?
That one.
That one over there. Yeah, it's in front of you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's rough. That's rough. Okay.
Well, that's a two bagger.
She didn't go to Dr.
Caroline. Let me show you before, because she was actually hot. Like, she actually looks...
No, I remember what she used to look like.
It takes me 2 seconds. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to waste your time.
Yes.
Sorry. Anyway, I was just like, how do you have no money, but maybe she gets this for free to post about it
because
she has millions of followers?
Sure.
I don't know how
A lot of doctors would do that if you have a big Instagram account. If you're famous... Well, and you promote their stuff, they will give you stuff for free.
She's kind of a scheming, manipulative
she is.
Individual.
Well, why? I don't understand.
I recall things over the years about her.
Yeah, the Tiger stuff, a lot of these girls went overboard and took advantage, and she was one of them. That's the bottom line. On the way out, what does any of this have to do with General Milley in China?
I disagree. I will be talking about that at the 10 a.m. news brief.
Talking about what?
What about the insurrection? Yeah, tell us about that.
No. I was only kidding.
No, about the book.
Oh, you know all about
the Woodward book? Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm going to be talking about.
That's right. She's our news.
Yeah,
she's actually. She knows
what
time it is.
I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Damn
okay,
right.
So
yeah. Well, I don't.
Everybody, all you haters out there, move on.
What do you mean haters? What, you got a lot of hate mail?
I have a lot of hate. Yeah.
What do they
people talk about my voice? How it bothers them? I'm a Valley girl. I'm like, is that all you got, guys? Like, you think I haven't gone through life?
What else are they hate?
Lauren
about
Shacker,
you?
Or that's my sorry, that's my main name,
you?
But Lauren Shacker's a Valley girl.
What else do they hate about you?
They actually think that they think you guys don't like me, and that which is funny. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. They think that Congressman King and I are actually in a real fight.
Right, he doesn't like you very much. That's true.
See, when you say stuff like that,
that's true though.
It feeds into
it feeds
the hate,
into it, which is
hate.
Fine. I think it's funny because you and I know
I'm being
this.
Being honest,
no,
am I smiling?
Wait, you are not being honest. We are like,
we all get along very well.
We all do.
We like you very much. We hired you. We think you're great. We're actually upset that they took you off of Constantine.
What?
But Peter King doesn't like you.
Exactly. Wait, I'm sorry. They didn't take me off for Constantine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They
did I say
switched
that?
My, yeah, you did. They switched my date.
What's going on here? Anyway, thanks for coming
we're
in.
We're upset about that.
Sid loves to embarrass me on the air, and I want to tell you, it's not going to work.
No, no,
I am
no,
not
no,
embarrassed.
Actually,
you told me that.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite.
I'm actually just getting comfortable here. I'm getting comfortable here.
We like you much better than Constantine is what he's trying to tell you.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You know what? My
armpits
started sweating. I had to take off my blazer right now. No, the point is, if you really want to get into it, Congressman King and I are friends.
You have to go. I'm going to get yelled at the stupid meeting now because of you.
Why?
Because I'm past the clock.
Like, it's almost
we call this clock integrity.
It's over in like 2 minutes.
This is all about integrity.
He's knocking on the door and you're yelling about. You have to go.
You're taking your,
guys, I got to go. Why are you keeping me here? This
you
is all your fault.
Thank you very much. We love you. Thank you very much.
I love you,
that
guys.
Was a great
and I love
segment.
You. What?
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's enough. Don't talk anymore. Thank you. You're great. Thank you.
Pete Morgan.
Sorry about what happened.
Pete Morgan, I love you.